Obama called for lots of new spending in his speech this week, but sometimes he seemed to say the opposite. He said this.
Together, we've agreed to cut the deficit by more than $2 trillion.
Wow, together, they've agreed to cut the deficit by $2 trillion. What? When did this happen? It would be wonderful were it true. Unfortunately, it's not. What Obama's referring to is that government planned to increase spending by $9 trillion over the next 10 years. Now Congress plans to increase it by just $7 trillion. And that only happened because the Tea Party bullied them into it. But it's still not great. Here's the plan for our future. The yellow line shows what they wanted to spend. The red line shows the so-called cuts. Spending still goes way up. $7 trillion up. It's increasing at unsustainable levels. And this week, Obama announced he wants still more spending on green energy, infrastructure. The list goes on. Here to break it down for us is Veronique DeRougy. So let's go through some of his stuff. A plan to give homeowners a chance to save $3,000 on their mortgage. And that appeals to people.
And yet intervene even more on the mortgage market, which is what put us in this situation in the first place. And why should we be bailing out or subsidizing people who've made the decision voluntarily, no one forced them, to buy a house, get a mortgage? I mean, they could have rented a house.
Building a new energy future, says the president, a power grid, a high-speed broadband network, a commitment to the wind or solar battery industry.
You know, solar energy is to the left, with nuclear is to the right, and it's just like an economic white elephant. I mean, you can't sell it to people at the price that would allow a producer to make a profit. So what do? We're going to try to force it down their throat with subsidies. That's crazy.
So there was all this talk of new spending in the speech, this, you know, tiny moments where he acknowledged the deficit. He didn't mention that the national debt has increased by $4.5 billion.
Or that we got downgraded for it, right? And he didn't acknowledge that this is
$4.5 trillion,
$4.6 trillion, yes,
yeah,
in 3 years. And that we got downgraded for it, and that, you know, taxpayers better tie on their seatbelt because this is just the beginning.
The beginning of
the explosion.
Of decline and explosion of spending?
Well, I mean, you saw. I mean, we're going to be increasing spending by $9 trillion in the next 10 years, but then wait until we have the true explosion of programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which, you know.
In fairness, he did mention, I'm prepared to make more reforms that rein in the long-term costs of Medicare and Medicaid.
You know, he didn't give any details, obviously, but in the past, when he is his touch about how to, he would like to reform these programs, it's no reform that would actually rein in the cost. He's talked basically about reining in some of the waste, not actually getting people off these entitlement programs.
All right, and if we don't, they say we'll become like Greece. I would think he would have been chastened by just watching what we've seen in Greece and parts of Europe, riots over unsustainable budgets. We aren't Greece yet, but you say we're on track.
We're on track, and I mean, you know,
look at this chart. It sort of lays it out.
We're totally on track, and you know, the big difference between Greece and the U.S. is that Greece is a poor country, right? So you can expect their problem to an investor to be distrustful of investing in Greece faster than they will be in the U.S. But look at countries like France, Italy. These are rich countries. They're in big trouble. They're in big trouble. And a year ago, no one thought this could have happened, and it could very well happen to us.
And it really doesn't matter how big the country is or how rich it is if you have $30 trillion in unfunded promises that you just can't possibly keep without inflating the currency or raising taxes to unfathomable amounts.
No, you're absolutely right. And more importantly, I mean, the thing that saves us right now, right, is that there are a lot of other countries who are doing way worse. But being, like, not the ugliest at the beauty pageant is really what we should aspire to be. And I think what Europe is teaching us is that, you know, you can resist reforming and cutting spending. You can resist doing all the things that we need to do. You will be forced to do them because there is a moment where investors are going to say no more. We know we're going to lose money by giving you money.
But by then, your country is in real trouble and life is really miserable for our children.
And also, it is possible that you've reached a stage where even reforming and doing the right thing won't be enough anymore. And talking about raising taxes, I mean, the Democrats were only, you know, willing to increase taxes on the top 1%. Taxes on everyone will have to increase. And entitlement reform will be reformed. So why not do it right now?
Because they're scared. They're scared of not being elected. Thank you, Veronique DeRougy. We have to educate them that we have to make these cuts. Next, Sarah Palin and what Obama should have said.